DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes from now, we will get a little... Okay, I saw it there. Yeah. I hadn't seen it. I missed... I was kind of in and out last night watching that Sunday Night Football game, but yeah, that fan certainly did put his hands on those guys.
Yeah.
Ban him. Stop dumb fan behavior. Ban him. We'll get back into some... In about 20 minutes after, you know, maybe not the greatest slate of games, but there was some really fun games on Saturday.
It was.
And we'll get to some Bill Belichick doubling. He got his game ball.
Got his game ball, which is weird.
It's big. Yes. He got his first win in college and then said some more stuff about the Patriots.
Yeah. So
we'll get to that. And then 1:40 AMA, as always, on Mondays following Falcons games. If you want to call in and talk Falcons in that segment, you can do that as well,
yes,
or call in and ask us anything, like always. And we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Yeah. Damn, Geno was throwing some dimes yesterday.
Yeah, Geno played good.
Geno played really good yesterday.
Ashton Jeanty got in the end zone.
Yeah. Played. Dude, that dude, it got to be like hitting the damn bowling ball.
Hit him?
Yeah, like people bounce off of him, but not like sideways. Like he runs over them, and they just bounce off and he just keeps going.
Yeah, it was totally.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
It was so unfair last year in the Mountain West.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
this guy in this straight-up running back stance is eating us up, man. He's such a damn good player.
It's
man.
Amazing what happens, though. Or I'm not saying the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl or anything like that, but when you get – like stable adults at the right spots, like quarterback and coach and general manager, how quickly things just kind of fall into place.
Level out.
Yeah.
Level
like,
out.
Oh, there's no drama over there. This guy can actually do his job. This guy's not causing issues by saying this, that, or the other. Like Pete Carroll comes in and just steadies the ship really quickly. And again, who knows? They're 1-0 the season.
Right.
I'm not saying the season's going to be anything other than that, but it's already better than it's been.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's just certain people who know how to build programs.
Yeah,
he is with the Raiders.
Same
needed.
Thing with Harbaugh and with the Chargers.
Yeah,
immediately steady.
Yes, you need something like that to be able to try and figure out the reasons that stuff happens to that team over and over and over and over again. It was a great first week. Obviously, the game tonight between Minnesota and because the biggest thing for me is that he's still a young quarterback. Talking about Caleb.
Yeah.
Still a young player. And if it don't go right tonight, then it's like, oh, we got to get rid of him. His first game with Ben. And I'm just like, because one thing about Ben Johnson is this. He's a straight shooter. Even if it means that he's going to cut his damn quarterback down publicly. He's a straight shooter. So Caleb better go play well tonight.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. I hope he does.
I do too.
I really enjoyed watching him in college.
Yes.
I thought some of the criticisms of him were dumb. Like the football criticism's fine. Like he freelances too much, goes off script. You've heard other scouts and football people talk about his ability to process and all that. That's all reasonable. The off the field stuff, like grow up. Who cares? You know what I mean?
I know.
He can be who you want to be and be a successful quarterback. So I'm hoping that he plays good tonight. Just from the standpoint of it'd be fun to watch a good football game on Monday night as well. Speaking of organizations that lead you to say, "Damn, man, let's get to the big story of the day."
Ooh,
brought to you by QC Kinetics,
damn.
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Damn it!
Pitts in motion. Snap to him. Michael looks. Pumps. Now up in the pocket. Penix dives. Did he get in? Did he get in? Yes! Touchdown Atlanta. Michael Penix on the dive.
Yeah, man. That was a gutsy drive.
Yeah, man.
From the Falcons. About 9 minutes of the fourth quarter. They were just like, this is something we talked about on Friday. They were matriculating the ball down the field on that drive, which was a great thing to do because you wanted to, that Bucs offense started to get into a little bit of a rhythm late in that second quarter and then through the second half. And they kept them off the field for the majority of the fourth. They get in the end zone. They take the lead. Penix on fourth down two times in a row, picks up the first down with his legs. Well, I guess the second one was a touchdown. And then Baker and the boys go down the field in about 45 seconds.
And it started with the kickoff.
Yep.
Kickoff. Your coverage teams not covering. Guy gets out hit, gets a nice return. Going back to the quarterback, I thought Michael played good. I thought, you know, there's still some throws that he's going to want back. He missed a couple guys, meaning he didn't even throw it to a couple open guys. Yep. You know, just like on a touchdown. I understand where he was doing, but damn, Kyle Pitts right there. Just dump it to your tight end right there in the end zone. But I thought that he played well. The fourth and one, when he's going around the edge, just that effort. Effort to not to be able to stretch and not forearm, knee, nothing touch.
Yeah, Andy, pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive on both times. I mean, just the body awareness that he had. But yeah, I thought, you know, just not being able to run the ball. If you can't, you're not going to win, especially when your team is built the way this team is built.
Yep.
With Tyler Algiers and Bijan not having 50 yards combined rushing.
Yep.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, they averaged 2.2 yards a carry between the two of those guys. And in large parts of the game kind of went away from it because they just weren't getting anything in the run game.
Yeah.
And when you got Bijan Robinson, and obviously had a great day catching the ball, 100 yards, 6 catches, touchdown, that big play to start the game really got everybody fired up. You could hear the energy in the building when he scores that touchdown. That was awesome. But then they bottled him up for the most part. I mean, they didn't score another touchdown until there was 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So it was a large portion of that game where the offense was okay.
It was okay.
But it wasn't what you hope it can get to as the season goes on.
No, I think, you know, when you go back to it, there were guys there weren't, you know, like we knew that before the game, actually, we talked about it last week, that probably Mooney was not going to play.
Yep.
Casey Washington gets the start. He played pretty good. Now, he got to come down with that one play.
Mm.
He's got to come down with it. And he was banged up. That's why Cordero Hodge was
You mean the one that Winfield broke up?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if he's banged up on that play, but I said it's a bang-bang play that you
–
this is one of the things where Winfield, he is a hell of a football player. Hell of a football player. This is a great play by him.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't get there, Casey Washington's going to walk into him. Game's over.
Yeah.
You know, but for him to make that play, Cordero Hodge, you got to make the play. You got to run through the ball. Once you pass Dean, you got to get your damn head around right now because the ball was there. The ball was there. And then there's certain play. Drake, you got to make the catches in there. This is the standard that I can say this is me personally. And I know he holds himself to that damn standard. I got to make the plays in the end zone when it comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they couldn't run the football. You can tell the right side cohesion is gone. Eventually it's going to have to get back there because you're talking about two dudes that have so many starts together, right guard and right tackle, just weren't getting it done. Nizel had a rough one. The Gaps just had a rough day.
Yeah.
You know.
Vita Vea had a great day.
Vita Vea was whipping everybody's ass. But he does that to everybody.
He does.
But
he did it to them
yesterday. And so that's when you talk about Zach, what's the game plan? You know, I mean, it was hard to get on the perimeter. Like, the Bucks just came in, okay, if they're going to win, it's going to be because of the young quarterback. We're not going to let that run game beat us.
Exactly right.
We're not going to let this run game beat us. We're going to put extra guys in the box, and we're going to corral this run game. And that's exactly what they did.
I bet if you would have told Todd Bowles and that coaching staff yesterday that Michael Penix is going to throw the ball 42 times, they would have said, good.
Yes.
Game plan executed.
Yes.
Because we want to try to bottle up that run game and make him have to do that. Now, again, he did a pretty nice job. I mean, he completed 27 of 42 and got that touchdown late to give them the lead. Here's a pretty telling numbers about what you were just saying about Drake London. 15 targets, 8 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all of those targets were great throws. Mm-hmm. Some of them are overthrows and all that for sure. But some of them probably could have been caught.
Yes.
Probably should have been caught.
Yeah.
So he's still targeting them like crazy. Yeah,
run through the ball. Because that's one thing when you're athletic like Drake, you know, especially as a young player, you think everything's athletic. Run through the ball on the one corner route. I know the guy's on you, but if you run through the ball – Where Michael was throwing it, that's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
But he stopped and then tried to turn around and jump and go get it, run through the ball.
Yep.
Because he's so damn, he's just an amazing athlete. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be targeted like that.
Yep.
You know,
but if you get 15 targets, you got to get 10 catches.
You got to get 10.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get 10.
Unless they're just terrible throws.
Yes.
But they wasn't all.
Exactly.
Conversely, Kyle Pitts, 8 targets, 7 catches.
Yes.
He made the most of his
opportunity.
I thought Kyle looked really good.
I thought he looked good.
Yeah.
He had a couple issues as far as the edge was being set because that's the part that was frustrating more than anything. Like, even Tampa on short yardage, they were all going inside. Because every time any of the linemen – now, that's Carter rule in short yardage. You don't never get beat inside. Ever, 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 ever. And that constantly happened to the Falcons. They were knifing everything. But I thought the opportunity when Kyle was able to get the football – I thought he did. The first catch, just the way he just stepped on the dude. I'm bigger than you. Here, get off me. I'm going to go run this. And then the catch, I had my tweet ready. You got to catch that damn ball, Kyle. Now, Tyke made a hell of a play. But because he caught it, knees were down. I guess they said he was down, moving on. That was a hell of a play by Tyke, too. But I thought, you know, it wasn't a lot of wasted opportunities for Kyle.
Yep.
I thought Kyle should have got more opportunities, matter of fact.
Honestly. Like, but he was pretty effective. I mean, run after catch, yes. Had that really nice stiff arm to pick up the first down on the sideline. Like, there was a lot of good effort, you know, because that's been a criticism at times.
It was.
He was playing really hard yesterday, he was effective.
The biggest thing we got now is the Moody status.
Yep.
Drake London status
is a big one.
Yes, because it's about a sprained shoulder day to day. So what is that going to be like? And then, you know, what are they going to do, a kicker? I don't know. Because you made a point earlier, you're absolutely great. We're talking about today. No, they were working last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Terry was on the phone last night. Yeah. They're definitely, I don't know, I'm not saying Younghoe Koo is going to lose his job or whatever, but there are right now, I have no doubt, that there are kickers in the Falcons practice facility today.
Yeah.
That are in that inside facility, indoor facility, that beautiful one they got over there, Andy, where they won't let us park.
I sweet talked them one day.
Yeah, they told you, don't tell Randy.
They did tell me, don't tell Randy. You know what I did?
Yeah, told Randy.
I texted you immediately.
But no,
how's the shuttle bus?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they are kickers at the Falcons practice facility right now.
Yeah, I wonder what the deciding factor is. It's like, all right, he comes in and he hits a bunch of 50 yarders. Like, he looks good.
Yeah,
we're going with him.
The thing, just from experiences, when we were looking for a kicker one year, is we got Mike Bryant year in Miami when Matt Bryant came to Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was Tampa, Miami, then back to Tampa. But yeah, we were out there because Lindo was banged up.
Right.
And you go out there, we're leaving practice on Monday after a game, and it's like Matt Bryant, it was like four or five other dudes out there kicking.
Yeah.
That's what's going on up there right now.
Yeah, not good.
Now, Lindo got hurt.
Zoom, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the Falcons are trying out kickers the Monday after week one.
Right now.
Because of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
I won't say there's disaster,
there's no way you're telling me that they're, after what happened yesterday,
there are
not kickers at the Falcons facility today.
I'm just saying the fact that that's happening is terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes.
Because, you know, obviously, we know why.
Don't tell them. You can say, you can try to. No, it ain't about. Okay.
Oh, no. There's people up there kicking the football.
There's people
right
up there kicking the
football.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, whether or not they sign them and start them on Sunday, I don't know about that. But they're looking.
Yeah.
Because they have to be.
There's no.
Because yesterday wasn't one day.
No, it was not.
That was on the heels of last year. Exactly. So, and again, like to be sitting up there all summer, it's like, is it a competition? I guess it's not really a competition. Are they going to go a different direction? No, they're going to go with Koo. And then the first game, you had a chance to go to overtime, and the guy shanks one. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 0-1 again for the seventh time in 8 years.
Damn, Caleb and Joe and y'all updates. Y'all do a great job. But damn, y'all like putting stuff out there like that.
Sometimes
Joe and the debacle and Caleb.
Now
and
that's different. Caleb's was just a fact. Joe's putting adjectives in there to spice it up.
The debacle.
All right, we'll come back. We'll probably spend a couple of more minutes on that Falcons-related stuff, and then we'll get to some college football as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
D.C. sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Also, Falcons calls. Falcons fans want to get on the phone lines and sound off after yesterday. 404-726-0929. You can do that as well. Or if you just want to ask an old-fashioned AMA question, we're here for that as well. Can I give a quick shout-out?
Yes.
Jalen Haas.
Okay.
A son of one of our listeners.
Okay.
20th birthday.
All right.
Shout out, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks for listening. He's been by to a couple of our broadcasts at Twin Peaks, and one of the hats that you wear, that might even be the one that you have on right now.
Uh-huh.
He gave us.
Okay.
His dad did. So hey, shout out to Jalen.
Hey, Jalen, tell your dad I need another one because this one here didn't seem better days, but it just fits my head so well.
I know you wear it, though.
I wear it all the time.
That's
proof that
you like it.
Yeah, I need you to see if you can get Pops to, hook up your brother real quick.
Come by for another one.
Yeah, man.
We'll be out there, I don't know when. Dang it. Let me see. We were out there Friday with our tank tops on. Didn't work.
And then we're good.
Andy and Randy. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw Friday, September 19th.
Okay.
There we go. That's not long from now.
Next week, ain't it?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, that's next week. Oh, good. Another shout out to the people over at the patio over in Smyrna. My boy Charles Grant had a birthday. It was great because I got to see all my brothers, man. I'm talking about brothers and sisters that I ain't seen in years, Bunk. We were all in school together, so shout out to you. Had a great time. Me and my wife, me and my wife ain't stayed out that late and drank that much together since we left Miami.
That's awesome.
That's me and my wife. We had an outstanding time.
You said the patio social club?
Yeah,
is that what
patio
it's called?
Patio over there by the cheese pizza place or whatever.
Oh yeah, by Chicago Pizza.
Yeah, by Chicago Pizza. Yeah, okay. Went over there and smoked cigars and had drinks. But yeah, me and my wife ain't been that like we got home and I woke up next morning, Andy. It was Taco Bell in the house. We don't know. I had nobody got no Taco Bell. All I remember my wife said, "Baby, can you give it to?" Okay, baby. But yeah, we had a.
Did you have the Uber driver take you to Taco Bell?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. That's how
you know you're doing great.
Oh yeah, man. But what's that phrase? Boy, we had a time left. Me and my wife had an unbelievable night. But shout out to all my people that I got run into. And then like I said, just random people. I'm just in the back vibing. Hey man, we love your show, dog. It's like, appreciate it, man. Appreciate you. But yeah, it was a time. But whew. I got one more. I gotta recover. I got a month to recover. Because Isaiah's turning 21 and he's like,
oh,
and he's like,
what?
Yeah.
What does he want to do?
You know what he wants to do.
Well, I know, but where?
I don't know. He ain't told me yet, but you know what he wants to do. He's like,
of course he does.
Because he called me yesterday. He's like, yeah, Dad. I was like, yeah, Papa.
Get the ones ready.
I was like, Papa tied. He was like, what happened? I told him we went out and did all that stuff. He was like, you got about a month to recover. I was like, oh, yeah, your birthday, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I would really like to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
I don't like to invite myself to stuff, but I really want to come to that.
Man. We're gonna figure something out. Yeah, right. You know where he wants to go.
Oh, God. All right. Right. And I feel like that's the good excuse to go do it. It's like, oh, he's 21. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Got to take him out. All right. Any final Falcons thoughts? I know we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some news that comes out. I know Dukes and Bell are going to spend almost all of their show, if not all of their show, talking about it and taking calls as well.
Okay, because this is Monday. This was Dan Quinn's, Tell the Truth Monday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it's Tell the Truth
Monday. I think we've told the truth.
Yes,
today.
But I'm talking about up there, what they got to have to do, the run game. It's got they know this. You can't have that kind of running game. And you saw on the right side, there was no cohesion between. It wasn't awful. I think if it was a lesser player over there, it might have worked more. But you're going against one of the best run stuffing, one of the best defensives in ball. Mm-hmm. I thought, and you mentioned this off air, so I'm stealing for you. I thought Michael Penix handled the pressure well. I don't know what
you don't mean the pressure of starting game one.
No,
you mean
the pressure from the defense. I thought he played well, got the ball out of his hands fast, but it was just guys up front. Everybody took a turn. I know Jake Matthews played better than he did. Mm-hmm. I know Bergeron and Jake were not on the same plane a lot of times on those games. That's why you saw a lot more pressure in the A because mm-hmm. Bergeron was stuck and was getting back too late. Then running on the right side, Lindstrom, I think the world of Lindstrom. I think he's a hell of a ball player. He just has a problem with bigger D tackles because mm-hmm. he's not the biggest dude in the world. But he's got to play. He knows this. How healthy is Drake?
Yep.
Shoulder. Physical receiver, mm-hmm. freaking week one, so mm-hmm. this could be something that could linger for weeks. Bob.
No, it's bad. That was, honestly, of all the things that happened yesterday, besides, of course, missing the field goal and losing, Drake London getting banged up and having to miss the end of the game, and then we don't know, it's day-to-day at this point. Like, that's dangerous if that shows up. Especially, look, I mean, you know, you got to get the run game going.
Yeah.
Yesterday they relied heavily on the passing game. Drake's got to be out there.
He usually comes through when he has an opportunity to make plays. Kadarius Hodge, he always steps up when it's time.
What was that?
It was looked like it was a cover two. Uh-huh. That's what it looked like. Corner sitting, but he backed up. And I don't know if the corner was supposed to, put hands on or whatever, but he kind of stumbled a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then So, you know, because it was basically looked like it was an outside release because something was coming. That's how it looked to me.
Because that ball was there.
It was there.
Like, that was
it was right. The defensively, Root got to play better. Mm-hmm. Root, they got to play better on the interior. They were getting moved around. Devon Diablo is a dude.
Yeah. So, from the positive
he
side.
He showed up.
He played a great game. It was awesome to see him.
I thought Watts played really, really good.
I thought AJ did a nice job with Mike Evans.
Yes, yes. I mean, Mike's one of the best ever. Mike's going to get some. But I thought overall AJ did his thing. I'm anxious to how Jesse played. I'm anxious because it did look like on that one play that Baker missed bad. It looked like it was a communication issue between AJ and Jesse. I wanted to know how he played, how he felt he played. And you got to hear some more. We got to hear some more noise from these young players.
Yep.
I thought James Pierce almost had a sack. But Baker had just got the ball out. If Baker holds that ball, James Pierce, that might be a strip sack because he was right there.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yes.
I mean, they got the one when they brought the blitz and they got Baker down for one.
Yeah.
And then Pierce got that pressure. That was it.
Yeah.
Other than that, Baker was
clean. He's back there.
Pretty much.
Know, but yeah.
They hurried him up a couple times in the first half. But once they got into rhythm in the second half, he was pretty clean back there. And then the few times where it would collapse, he would just leak out and pick up 10 yards like he always does, which was incredibly frustrating. Yeah. But yeah, we'll hear some more from those guys today, obviously. And who knows? Everybody's keeping an eye on what's going on with Koo and the kicker situation. I wouldn't be surprised at all if between now and Wednesday we find out they've got a new kicker.
Yes.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. All right, let's spend a couple minutes on college football. Not the greatest slate of games on Saturday. Still some fun ones, though. Oklahoma did what they had to do. Michigan's a really young team, but they're still a really talented team. And Oklahoma was able to win that matchup of two ranks, 24-13. John Mateer played really well in that game. And that's just a win that Venables hadn't had really at Oklahoma yet. Also, desperately needs it, given what's coming.
Dude.
Because they have the hardest schedule in America.
They got the hardest schedule ever in history of football. God dang.
Just for people who don't know, here it is. Their next game is against number 24, Auburn. The game after that is against number 7, Texas, obviously neutral site, the Red River game. The next game after that is against number 11, South Carolina. Then number 17, Ole Miss. Then number 15, Tennessee. Then number 19, Alabama. Then number 25, Missouri. Then number 3, LSU.
Yeah.
All ranked opponents coming up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the SEC.
Welcome to the SEC, man. And the SEC, I mean, Auburn's bye.
Yeah, Auburn's all right.
Auburn's all right. But yeah, Venables needed a win like that. I mean, it's a big win for them. I thought Mississippi State, they needed a win like that. Good for them because Arizona State was in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
They were the Big 12 champion. And right now, I don't know who the hell is going to win that champ. Who in the hell is going to win the Big 12? I'm still going with Iowa State.
Iowa State still looks good.
I'm still going with Iowa State.
I will say Utah's beaten the absolute hell out of both teams.
Utah beat the hell out. Utah beats up people.
Yeah, they do.
But they don't beat the hell out of you.
They got that new OC and the quarterback, Dan Pierre. Now, again, Saturday was Cal Poly.
Yes.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
But UCLA the first week, by the way. UCLA got smoked on Saturday. Nico Iamaleke, they're 0-2.
Dude.
I'm not trying to pile on, but.
Who did they lose to this time?
Who did they lose to? UNLV.
Ooh, they lost to them by UNLV?
They were down 25-0 UNLV.
Ain't that
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dan Mullen.
I know he loved that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he loved that one.
Damn.
And, you know, Tennessee's doing fine. We'll find out Saturday.
We got a long week to talk about this one. But, yeah, like Tennessee, they're dealing with stuff in their secondary. They're starting three corners are out right now. But that D-line still, even without James Pierce.
Yeah, they got some really good players.
Deal, dude. And Georgia's offensive line has not been impressive these two games. And neither has Gunner. I'm sorry. He did not play. Now, again, a lot could have happened with the time moving it up. The delay, all those different things. It just was a raggedy performance, in my opinion, by the offense.
Now,
the defense,
it was hard to watch.
The defense is fine. They got some young pass rushers on that damn defense, man. I'm telling you. But, yeah, the offense just ain't, I don't know, it ain't in sync.
There was a couple moments from the running backs.
They put the ball on the ground.
They did put the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Not Frazier, but the backs behind him have had a couple nice moments in the first two games.
Number 20?
Yeah.
Dude, that dude can fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got some talent back there.
That dude can get it.
But, yeah, and I mean, on a Saturday where all of the top-ranked teams were just
beat the hell out of
destroying
folks.
Their opponents. Alabama, they needed that. 73-0 against Louisiana Monroe. Tennessee, 72-17 against East Tennessee. Utah, like we mentioned. Texas Tech, 62-14. Ohio State won 70-0.
Yep.
Oregon won 69-3.
Yep.
So there was a lot of lopsided finals on Saturday. And Georgia was kind of limping around against Austin Peay, which was weird.
And it, yeah, like Austin Peay wasn't doing nothing particularly well. We were just looking like crap.
Yeah.
Like, what the? Oh, look at that. Oh, Daniel Jones. Boy, you get front page news.
Look at that.
They're all just talking about him.
Daniel Jones.
They got his name out there. Danny Dimes.
Pat McAfee.
Get the hell out of here. I mean, the first time I heard that Danny Dimes crap.
Enjoy it while it lasts, yeah, my friend. Oh, enjoy God. It Please while do. It lasts.
Sports Radio 99. The game is presented to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays and NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
All right. Today. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. AMA questions, welcome. Falcons calls, welcome. We'll talk about the Falcons loss from yesterday as well. It's up to you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Mondays after Falcons games, the AMA can also be Falcons calls as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. I say that every day, the AMA can't just be whatever people want it to be.
Right.
Because it always is. Sometimes people don't even have questions.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I just want to say something real quick. All right,
dog.
You go for
it. You got it. It's one from our resident duck fan, Adrian. He said, have I ever had food poisoning from eating street meat in the Philippines? No, because I do not eat street meat in the Philippines.
Okay.
No damn way.
When's the last time you got food poisoning?
Oh man, it's been a while.
Cause you got a pretty strong gut.
Yeah, I got my guts is like iron, but it's been a minute, dog. But no, I don't. My wife would tell me like you have got to have eaten that stuff forever,
right?
Because you ride by and there's pig heads swinging, and ain't no ice. And I'm cool. I don't tell I had
Seems
street
like
meat.
A smart
like I had
choice.
Street meat in Thailand. And you know how they get the Thailand something. And it's basically like a stomach bug that feels like you're about to die. And a lot of people get it from the water. They get it from the water.
Uh-huh.
But it's because the ice is not like, the ice has that kind of water in it. And so when you're drinking your drink with the ice, it has that whatever in it.
The water melts.
This is the Montezuma's revenge thing.
The parasite is in there or whatever.
Yeah, but I was eating the hell of that street meat in Thailand. But I sat there and watched cook my damn food. I sat right there and watched my boy cook it.
Yeah.
But yeah, never have.
That's a roll of the dice, man.
Yeah, dog, it is.
It's a roll of the dice. But it was good, probably.
It was good as hell, dog. It was good as hell.
All right, let's start with Chris in East Atlanta. Hey, Chris. Chris?
Hey, y'all doing?
Good. What's up,
man?
My bad. That's all right.
Hey, listen, man, the Falcons. I love the team, and I'm always going to love the team. I just want to hear y'all's opinion, man. I'm on these message boards, and it's a lot of hate for Raheem Moore. So he's a bad coach. He's not this, that, not that. I felt Raheem managed the game excellent yesterday. I want to stop on that, but I want to get on the defense. On that last drive with Baker Mayfield, if Ellis gets that sack instead of allowing Baker Mayfield to slither out and throw that incomplete pass, stopping the clock, we win the game.
Yep.
The defense, they got pressure, man, but they have to maintain lane discipline.
Good job.
That was nice allowing
point.
Baker to get out nice and beat him with the legs. Mm-hmm. We're going to be fine. Those things are all correctable. I think in their overzealousness to get to the quarterback, it caused the lack of discipline in keeping your lane integrity.
Yeah, Chris, good call, man.
Appreciate it, Chris.
That's something we talked about throughout the summer, too, just with what they were telling us they wanted the defense to be, especially from a pass rush standpoint.
Yes.
Just, all of the aggression and the energy that they wanted to show. Like, sometimes that goes the other way. You over-pursue, they
but
gash
that's what we were just talking about, the one with Kate Nels. You got to get him down. And then, because he does it, James Pierce is going to get the sack. Going to get him, man. But, first of all, what's his name?
I think that was Chris.
Hey, Chris, first of all, Stay off the message board, okay? Stay off the message board.
Nothing good happens
nothing
on
good
those.
Happens on there, Chris. Nothing good happens on message boards. Okay?
It's like Twitter on steroids.
Basically. Maybe worse.
It's worse.
Yeah. There you go.
I will say this about yesterday. I thought Raheem did
fine.
A nice job.
Was fine.
That final drive where they had two timeouts, and I thought they called them appropriately.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
No.
The challenges were fine.
Yeah. I understand throwing the third one on that Drake one, too, because you had the third one, and it's like a minute left in the game, so you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 2 for 2 on challenges before that, so that worked out. And I thought clock management was good. The kicker just missed the damn kick.
Missed the kick.
I mean, simple as that.
Basically.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
So I got a question and a little Falcon statement. So I'm watching the game. My takeaway, I don't find solace in a loss, but I think Penix did a great job. What is this, his fourth game as a pro, if that?
Yeah.
I think he did what he was supposed to do. Is just maybe Drake did a great job. Pitts needs some more targets, and Waku kind of screwed the pooch. Other than that, clean up some things on defense, offense. I think we're going to be straight. It's not like we lost to some slouch. And then my question is, have you ever placed a bet and you were so close to winning? It's not like you blew the check, had a six-leg parlay, lost by 1 point on one line. Everything else hit. I almost broke my phone on Friday.
Oh, you did?
Damn.
You had 5 out of 6?
Yep.
Sorry to hear that. That's what parlays are,
though.
That's what
they are, though.
That's what parlays are hard to win.
And it seems, I mean, I would rather lose all of them instead of just losing that one.
Definitely.
Let me go 0-for-6.
Yeah.
Instead of 5-6.
Especially if you won the first 5.
Exactly.
And then you're close on that last one. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was reading some breakdown of, like, what the bets are that people make on the, you know, on the online betting that you can do. Like, 90% of bets are parlays.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's like, all right. Yeah. I mean, good luck. Good luck. It's hard to win a parlay.
I would rather go 0-for-6 and then 5-or-6 and waiting on that sixth one is the last game or whatever I need.
That's heartbreaking.
Yes, I would lose my damn mind.
Just you see that home
stick to Prize Picks and use code 99.
There you go.
That's all you got to do.
Did you see the home run parlay some guy hit last week?
Uh-uh.
It was like $25 free play, whatever. And he got like $600,000+.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. For like 6 or 7 dudes all hitting home runs the same night.
Good for him. all right. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I think we need to, if Koo's still on the team, we need to take the K off of his last name. Because every time he kicks, I'm like, ooh. So, you know, we call him Young Wayne Ooh from now on.
Come on, man.
All right, JP. Well done.
I don't know if the Falcons have, you know, like as a mascot, you got this like little code of secret where you can't tell anybody who you are. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a flex. You can't go out on a date and be like, I'm Freddie the Falcon, because it's like, I don't believe you. But nonetheless, if you could go be any mascot for college or pros, what mascot would you choose to be?
All right, JP. Good question. That isn't like, what if you are Freddie Falcon?
Okay.
Like, because he's right. You're sworn to secrecy.
Yes.
You're not allowed to tell anybody that.
No.
So you go on a date. What do you do? I work for the Falcons.
Yeah, then she'll ask you, what do you do?
What do you do for the Falcons?
I work in the entertainment department.
Game day entertainment.
Yeah, that's it.
Like you play? No.
No. I work for the Falcons. I'm the head of their entertainment. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vague.
Like, is not being a mascot, like, not sexy?
What?
Like, for instance, like, do chicks not dig mascots?
I don't know if they do or not.
I don't know.
But that's a great question, though. Like, is her knowing you're the mascot better or worse?
Oh, it's got to be worse.
Right.
Because she would tell people.
But also, like, is that getting you dates?
I don't know. I don't know, dog. I ain't been on a date in, like, a couple decades. Or almost a couple decades. So,
right, me too, but.
It's a different time
of dating. I guess there's different people.
I'm not going to just get on women and everything. I'm a man, so. I just, you know, I ain't never dated a man before, so I don't know what to look for in a man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But what if a lady was a mascot?
I think that'd be hot.
Ladies can be mascots too,
yeah,
right?
I know
it's 2025.
Yeah.
What was the question?
I don't know.
What would the mascot you'd want to be? I don't know.
I'm too cool. Sorry. All right, I'm going to put myself in that.
You guys got any over there?
I was just wondering if you would be the duck so that you could lose the head and not run off the field.
Just do a bad job as the Oregon Duck mascot?
Yeah.
Like, what's the coolest mascot, though? Like, I'm talking about, like, not necessarily the animal itself, but, like, who's the coolest one?
I always liked the Phoenix Suns gorilla.
He's awesome.
I always
awesome.
Thought that one was pretty good.
Yeah, dunker, too.
Huh? Good dunker. Yeah, he's always the best dunker.
Yes, great dunker. Yeah, yeah.
Could I always be like Mike, but the real Mike that's chilling in the freaking...
The tiger?
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's a mascot. Oh, it's a live animal.
You want to be a tiger.
You want to be a tiger.
Mascot. If I had to pick, I don't want to be a
human
dressed
up. I think that's a live animal.
So Bo's choice was, I'd like to be a tiger.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, I'll tell you who has a nice life is the Ugga.
Yeah,
he's got a nice life.
Them folks in this world don't got air conditioning.
A lot. Yeah, man. He lives better than a large percentage of human beings.
Yeah, man.
Avery's in Roswell. Hey, Avery.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to say I am a Buccaneers fan. It was a hell of a game.
Okay.
But it's crazy to me since we're talking about hypotheticals. If our kicker McLaughlin doesn't miss his extra point.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true.
Then Koo is not in the position to maybe join me in the unemployment line.
But this is what we said to start
the
show.
Good point.
This is why we started the show. We said it lined up the way you needed to because he missed the kick.
That's right.
Because he missed extra point, it lined up where all you need. You didn't need a touchdown.
Tell me if I was alone on this one, though. As soon as he missed that, when he clanged it and he missed that extra point, I was like, well, this sets up for the worst thing that could happen, which is what happened.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't alone on that one.
No.
Good point, though. Had he just made that extra point, then the Falcons would have had to have scored a touchdown.
Yes.
And they were damn close,
A
couple times on that drive.
Yes.
Maybe they would have been better off trying to score a touchdown.
Maybe.
I don't know. They were close.
Maybe they would have.
Yeah. All right, Rick is in Savannah. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Andy, Randy, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, real quick comment and a quick question. First of all, I'm so thankful for Odyssey, man. I moved down here to Savannah from Atlanta a couple of months back, and I still get to hear Andy Randy midday, so thank y'all for
Thanks
that.
Thanks for bringing us to the beach. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, working at a golf course down here, so to both of you, and certainly you, Andy, I got you, man. If you ever want to get around in, come see me.
Hell yeah.
My question is about the dogs, man. I want to get y'all's opinion. When do you think Kirby, with all of his recruiting prowess, the ability to get the big guy, to land the big fish and all that, when is he going to get tired of the status quo of his offensive ineffectiveness for a team with all the talent and do something about it, including getting rid of his college best buddy? Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm just kind of sick of seeing this predictable Georgia offense from year to year with all of the talent that they can bring in there. And I'd just love to hear y'all's opinion.
All right, Rick.
All right. Well, I never understand. I understand it's easy to dump on Bobo. I get it. I understand it. I just don't see that being a problem all the time.
Well, I just think.
I just think when you come
if
in.
You're talking Kirby
when
era.
When you're talking Kirby era. Like,
it's been some good offense.
It's been really good. Now, Todd Monken was different.
Yeah.
Because look who he had on this squad. Like, we don't have a Brock Bowers and those dudes there where you can do all those different things.
But that is proof, though, that he did do. Like, he brought Monken in.
He brought Monken in.
And he was the OC for a number of years. And the offense was great.
Yeah,
and
this,
you know what I mean?
But this is the whole Bobo thing. And I understand it. It's not a flashy offer. I say it to myself all the damn time. One thing that we do at Georgia, and it's no fault of Kirby, I understand why he does it. Play too many damn people. We got too many damn groupings and personnel for a certain place. Let the best people play.
Yeah.
Play too many goddamn on people. And so you got Bobo having to go, well, I got this, got to run this play for this kid. Just call the game.
I will say, too, though, Bobo was the offensive coordinator 2 years ago when Beck was the quarterback in his first year as a starter.
Yes.
And that offense was really good.
Yes. Who did they have on that team?
Yeah, they had Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They had a lot of offensive linemen that got drafted and a healthy Carson Beck and receivers that can catch the ball.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not just the play calling sometimes, but I get it.
Speaking of Savannah, we're going on Saturday. I'm not going to have time to play golf, unfortunately. We're going to see a concert in Savannah on Saturday night.
Why do I think it was over here?
So it's a big lot of concerts this week.
Okay.
We're going to a concert Wednesday night at State Farm.
Okay.
And then Saturday in Savannah.
Y'all
not the same
whole night. Family?
Mm-mm.
Just you and the wife?
Just us both times.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, two nights this week.
Hell yeah.
And on Saturday, we're staying in a hotel.
Oh!
Look out, Savannah.
Uh-oh. The Bunkers are coming. The Bunker Davises are coming through.
Yeah. Who knows?
With no kids.
Who knows? We might be bringing one.
Yeah, no kids.
Do we have time?
Whole weekend, no babies?
No. We got to be back early Sunday because Lily's singing in church.
Oh, man.
It's her first. I know. Woo! It's going to be a, yeah, we're crazy. Yeah, I don't know why.
That's all right.
But we're crazy in love, Randy.
That's what you're supposed to be. That's what band are y'all going to see?
The Avett Brothers.
Oh, that's your favorite band.
So we got to go see them. Yeah. We're going to see the Avett Brothers in Savannah. And then we're going to get up at dawn and be back in church by 10:30
Look,
see her sing. So that's the third concert.
Yeah, man.
We're going to three concerts.
Y'all
going to
be all sinned out. We're going to be. Y'all married, so it don't matter. And I'm all sinned out.
Such a good one. I'm going to do some sinning in Savannah.
Sinning in Savannah,
and
baby.
We'll get, down get right on Sunday morning. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, boy. You know what? I do believe that we have impact on our list and everything. That damn positive Paul is still being positive.
Dude, that was really funny. I don't know. I think it's a bit, but I don't know. It's positive Paul's making me laugh. Yes. Randy said the Dolphins looked like ass, but bad ass, like a bad BBL.
Yes.
And apparently close only works in horse grenades.
Telling you, throw a grenade at a horse. You'll find out.
Ah, yes, the Falcons. An organization that leads you to say, damn, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, you think you funny up in here, dude. This guy right here, man. Walking, trapping, taking over your trap. You think you funny.
Flag surf and this?
I mean, really? The Saints ain't look no damn better.
He is funny, though. That is funny. It is funny. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.